We have had some fantastic speakers who have explained to us in so many different ways why this bill is so dangerous, why it must be scrapped.
March this year, and Francis O'Grady, as Deputy General Secretary of the TUC, rallies union troops for battle against the government's health bill.
Drop the bill! Viva NHS! Drop the bill! Viva NHS! Thank you.
A union official nearly all her working life, this is the woman chosen by her fellow trades unionists to lead them through testing economic times. So how will Francis O'Grady handle relations with the government and with some hard-line union colleagues spoiling for a fight over spending cuts and austerity?
One of her strengths is to be agreeable without being disagreeable, but I think those who try to take advantage of her think she will be a pushover because she will smile, she will be polite, she will not shout. I think men who underestimate her do so at their peril.
The trade union movement has got a number of problems at the moment, and I think that she will really be able to develop ways in which the trade union movement can link with ordinary working people.
52-year-old Francis O'Grady was born in Oxford, one of five children in a working-class family of Irish origin. Kevin Maguire, columnist and associate editor of the Daily Mirror, first met her in the 1980s. As he says, her upbringing was steeped in trade unionism.
Her grandfather was a founder of the Irish Transport and General Workers Union. Her father was a shop steward at the then Leyland car plant in Oxfordshire. Mother was a shop worker. So it is in her blood, in her DNA.
The union tradition that flows through O'Grady's blood was fashioned in the vast car factories of Cowley in East Oxford in the 60s and 70s. At the height of production, 20,000 people worked at the various plants. The Transport and General Workers Union had hundreds of shop stewards, and Francis O'Grady's father, James, now deceased, was one of them. He was in the pressed steel works, and Bill Jupp was also a shop steward there.
Really and truly, pressed steel was a black hole of coal cutter, if you know what I mean. The conditions, really, in a way, were grim. I remember working on one job, which was a very strenuous job, and in the middle of winter, you could see where the men were working. Of course, all along the lines was the wet mark where the sweat was dripping off them. Now, you can call it modern slavery, call you like, but it was pretty hard work.
Segment 1.
We have had some fantastic speakers who have explained to us in so many different ways why this bill is so dangerous, why it must be scrapped.
March this year, and Francis O'Grady, as Deputy General Secretary of the TUC, rallies union troops for battle against the government's health bill.
Drop the bill! Viva NHS! Drop the bill! Viva NHS! Thank you.
A union official nearly all her working life, this is the woman chosen by her fellow trades unionists to lead them through testing economic times.
Segment 2.
So how will Francis O'Grady handle relations with the government and with some hard-line union colleagues spoiling for a fight over spending cuts and austerity?
One of her strengths is to be agreeable without being disagreeable, but I think those who try to take advantage of her think she will be a pushover because she will smile, she will be polite, she will not shout. I think men who underestimate her do so at their peril.
The trade union movement has got a number of problems at the moment, and I think that she will really be able to develop ways in which the trade union movement can link with ordinary working people.
Segment 3.
52-year-old Francis O'Grady was born in Oxford, one of five children in a working-class family of Irish origin. Kevin Maguire, columnist and associate editor of the Daily Mirror, first met her in the 1980s. As he says, her upbringing was steeped in trade unionism.
Her grandfather was a founder of the Irish Transport and General Workers Union. Her father was a shop steward at the then Leyland car plant in Oxfordshire. Mother was a shop worker. So it is in her blood, in her DNA.
The union tradition that flows through O'Grady's blood was fashioned in the vast car factories of Cowley in East Oxford in the 60s and 70s.
Segment 4.
At the height of production, 20,000 people worked at the various plants. The Transport and General Workers Union had hundreds of shop stewards, and Francis O'Grady's father, James, now deceased, was one of them. He was in the pressed steel works, and Bill Jupp was also a shop steward there.
Really and truly, pressed steel was a black hole of coal cutter, if you know what I mean. The conditions, really, in a way, were grim. I remember working on one job, which was a very strenuous job, and in the middle of winter, you could see where the men were working. Of course, all along the lines was the wet mark where the sweat was dripping off them. Now, you can call it modern slavery, call you like, but it was pretty hard work.